Thank you, Gabriel, for such a wonderful start for the evening. You always set the energy just right, and we thank you for that. Now, let's have a short review of some of the recent communications that we have been receiving from the collective consciousness. We started off, of course, with a presentation from El Moria, who is the overseer of the first ray of will and power. He clarified that there are seven ascension rays that are related to the rays of creation. All of these rays are part of a vast creative progression. They are overseen by the masters of light who have had physical experiences and ascended into a fuller Christ consciousness, as well as into the coherence of the source energy of their beings. Now, he also talked about what is required to establish the full stabilization of the fifth dimension. We have been working on this for the last couple of years, and since we recovered the light templates of the fifth dimension from those time locks in Arkansas. What El Moria wanted us to understand was what disrupts that stabilization, which is the lack of understanding and integration of that ray of will and power. Now, there's another topic that he discussed, which is forgiveness. Now, because this is often misunderstood, he wanted to clarify it. True forgiveness is releasing the event or reaction to it from your energetic system. Now, using your divine will and power to remove all of the energetic cords of that particular event, so that you will not use the reaction in another event that might look similar. Staying in the present moment is a primary state that we must cultivate. El Moria stated that it was important for us to review some of the components of the ego. This is not to be taken lightly. If we are to achieve a sovereignty that is needed in the mental, emotional body, and guard against creating more fractures within it. Now, there are two important events that occurred recently. The first was the trip to the area off the Big Island of Hawaii, where the time-space convergence on Earth. The purpose was to swim with the dolphins and whales to physically as well as energetically receive the fifth dimensional energy of love and unity that they hold and transmit. And what was great was this energy was received by the entire group, even though some of them were not there. Now, they are physical expressions of the Syrian Christ consciousness that they continually transmit until all humans can hold this consciousness for themselves. Now, the purpose of entering this time-space convergence area was to open a pathway to experience the energetics of no time, no space, just pure consciousness. This pathway was transmitted into the collective crucible for all of us to receive. Now, next, our Easter call with Yeshua followed about 60 days later. Yeshua explained that the crucifixion has been misunderstood and is historically false. There was an implant that we were asked to remove, which that stemmed from the last days of Atlantis and of the crucifixion. We have had this deep-seated fear of the loss of the body. The need to survive was created through the fear template of the third dimension. We could not see that we were eternal soul spirits that were using the physical body for an experience of form. This caused great fracture in the mental, emotional body and its response to certain events. This imprint needed to be removed before we could move on and expand our consciousness and create unity within our energetic field. Removal of this implant and the impact on the mental emotional body positioned us to accomplish what we need to do in our crystal conference. By having access to a space where all time-space converged was a necessity, we had to have that energetic environment where there was no dimensional restrictions. Yeshua helped us create and enter this environment so we would not further fracture our mental-emotional body and be in a space of total neutrality, so we could energetically remove this implant from our physical cellular memory as well as from our thoughts and from our emotions. This was accomplished, but cannot be fully anchored for at least another 60 days. Each one of us has a different set of anomalies connected to this imprint, so we will be clearing these obstructions at an individual level for quite some time in the future, but we will be successful. So now, let's all take a deep breath and assist Joan in bringing our wonderful friend and guest for this evening, Yeshua.